بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نستمر في درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة للشيخ أبي محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله. We continue in our lesson with regards to this treatise, the summary of the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وقد وصلنا إلى أمر مهم ألا وهو أصول أهل السنة في أداء حق الصحابة والاحترام لهم وتبجيل لهم والترضي عليهم والدعاء لهم، كما أخذنا أمس الآيات والأحاديث التي تتعلق بهذا الموضوع. We are taking or continuing our lesson with regards to the Sahaba in giving them their rights from the aspect of respect for them, honor for them, having reverence for the Sahaba, giving them their rights. And the Shaykh, he mentioned proofs with regards to this, how the believer should carry himself with regards to being respectful and honoring and having reverence for the Sahaba. وقبل ما نستمر فيما نحن فيه نراجع مما أخذنا أمس. Before we continue on with that which we are taking, we would like to review, do a quick review regarding that which we've taken yesterday. ومن الأدلة على أهمية احترام وترضي للصحابة الكرام قول الله عز وجل: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. From the proofs with regards to having reverence and respect and making dua that Allah is pleased with the Sahaba is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, and those who've come after them, they say, our Lord, have forgiveness for us and for our brothers that preceded us in Iman, meaning it preceded us in faith, and do not make in our hearts any hatred for those who believe. Our Lord, verily you are kind and most merciful. ومن الأدلة قول الله عز وجل للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ is a statement of Allah where He says, and for the poor from the immigrants who were taken out of their homes and had taken away from their properties, seeking the favor from their Lord and to please Him. And they aid Allah and His Messenger. Those individuals, they are from the truthful. والذين اتبعوا, and the Shaykh is mentioning those who, he says, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله. ذكرنا ما معنى فضلا من الله, يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا, يعني فضلا من الله رزقا من العلوم والفضائل والحلال الطيب. وينصرون الله ورسوله, And we mentioned yesterday, what does this mean? What يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا, meaning they're seeking knowledge, provision from knowledge and virtue, and they're seeking the halal, which is permissible, the halal from the affairs of the deen, and the halal from the affairs of the dunya. They don't want to involve themselves in anything that is displeasing to their Lord. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, they aid Allah's deen, they aid Allah and His Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وسلم. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, these individuals, they are truthful. And الصَّادِقُونَ إِيمَانُهُمْ عِنْدُهُمْ صِدْقٌ فِي إِيمَانِهِمْ, they have truthfulness with regards to their faith. They have truthfulness with regards to their aiding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the shaykh mentioned the ayah that comes after that. Then the shaykh, he mentioned the ayah that comes after that. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, he said, in those who had the dar, and those who lived in ad-dar, here it's Medina, who lived in Medina, and they had iman prior to their arrival, meaning prior to the arrival of the muhajirin. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, they love those who made hijrah to them, and they love the muhajirin. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً, and they do not find in their hearts, in their chests, in their breasts, حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا, they do not find any, يعني حاجة, meaning طلب أو حسدا, طلبا أو حسدا, they do not find in their hearts or in their breasts any request or desire or any type of envy for that which the Sahaba from the Muhajireen have. They do not have any desire for that which they have or from that which they have been given. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, they are not selfish, they are selfless. They are selfless. They want for their companions who traveled to Medina to have that which they have. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, even if they are in need, they have selflessness, and they give even if they are in need. They want for their companions that which they want for themselves. ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْآيَةَ الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا, يعني قال الله عز وجل ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون, and whoever يعني has bukhl, has stinginess with himself, this is not ومن يوق شح نفسه, يعني they don't have any خصاصة, they don't have any even though they have needs they do not extend themselves in desiring that which the Sahaba from the Muhajireen have been given. ثم الله عز وجل أثناهم أثنى عليهم فقال فأولئك هم المفلحون, he said, these individuals, they are from the successful, meaning Sahaba, فهؤلاء المهاجرون والأنصار, قال فأولئك هم المفلحون, بمعنى المهاجرون والأنصار هم مفلحون. ثم قال والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, and those who came after them, they say, our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers who preceded us in faith. Preceded us in faith, or he said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا, and do not make in our hearts any hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لَهُمْ. Do not make any hatred in our hearts for them. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Our Lord, you are رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. الحمد لله. فقال الشيخ فمن سبهم أو كفرهم كان من المارقين الخارجين من دين رب العالمين. فمن سبهم أو كفرهم كان من المارقين الخارجين من دين رب العالمين. Whoever curses them or speaks ill about them, rather, if it's an individual from amongst them, or collectively, or a group of them, anyone from amongst the Sahaba, or anyone who does takfir on them, claim them to be kuffar, this action causes them to leave the fold of Islam, leave the deen of Allah, the deen of the Lord of everything in existence. لأن الله عز وجل يقول ليغيظ بهم الكفار ليغيظ بهم الكفار. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He mentions that He may enrage the disbelievers with them. يعني Allah سبحانه وتعالى will enrage the disbelievers with the Sahaba, meaning no one dislikes a Sahabi. لا أحد يغيظ لا أحد يبغض أو يسب أو يكفر الصحابة إلا هو من الكافرين إلا كافر الذي يسب الصحابة كافر. لأن الله عز وجل هو راض عنهم وأثنى عليهم, وكذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أثنى عليهم, فلا يجوز سبهم ولا تكفيرهم. Whoever curses the Sahaba or claims them to be kuffar or any single one of them from amongst them, then he's a disbeliever, as we've taken our lesson from yesterday, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased with them. Allah praised them and mentioned their status with him, and then someone will speak ill about them. ثُمَّ ذَكَرْنَا أَمْسِ أَنَّ أَعْلَى الصَّحَابَةِ مَنْزِلَةً أَبُو بَكْرِ الصِّدِّيقِ ثُمَّ عُمَرُ الْفَارُوقِ ثُمَّ عُثْمَانُ ذُو النُّورَيْنِ ثُمَّ عَلِيُّ بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Then we mentioned yesterday that the best of the Sahaba, the most noble of the Sahaba in status, is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And we mentioned his name. And we mentioned what his name is. His name is Abdullah ibn Uthman. ذكرنا اسمه. اسمه Abdullah ibn Uthman ibn Abi Quhafa. رضي الله عنه. ثم في الفضل عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الفاروق الذي كان يفرق بين الحق والباطل. الفاروق. ثم عثمان ذو النورين. Then it's عمر بن الخطاب and virtue, after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and then there's Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. He is mulaqab bi dhun-nurayn, bi dhun-nurayn. Wa ma ma'na dhun-nurayn? What does this mean? Yani dhun bi ma'na sahib, al-nurayn, yani al-nur muthanna. Summiya bi dhun-nurayn, liyannahu tazawwaja من ابنتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث تزوج رقية بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا، ثم حينما توفيت رضي الله عنها تزوج بعدها يعني أختها، تزوج بعدها أختها بأختها أم كلثوم، فلذلك سمي بذي النورين. عثمان بن عفان he is ذو النورين. ذو means صاحب possessor. Possessor. And نورين is the مثنى, it's the dual for نور. So he is the possessor of two lights. This is a laqab. This is a laqab for him, like a nickname. Why is he called ذو النورين? Because he was married to Ruqayya bint Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she is the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after she passed away radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, then he married the Prophet's other daughter Kulthum, na'am radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. This is why Uthman ibn Affan has the laqab بذو النورين. And this يعني يدل على فضله أنه تزوج ببنتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس في وقت واحد، وإنما تزوج برقية ثم بعد ذلك بعدما توفيت بأم كلثوم. This shows the virtue of Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم married him to his daughters. Not both of them at one time, but he married Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and then after she passed away, he married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's other daughter, Kulthum. Naam. فقال ثم علي بن أبي طالب radiallahu anhu كما قال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما كنا نخير بين الناس في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنخير أبا بكر ثم عمر بن الخطاب ثم عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. هذا الحديث أخرجه البخاري، هذا الحديث أخرجه البخاري. وفي رواية فيبلغ ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا ينكره. هذا يعني أخرجه أحمد في الفضائل عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. This shows, because some will say, why would we categorize, why we say that Abu Bakr Siddiq is the best of the Sahaba, and then Umar ibn Khattab, and then, why would we say this? All of them, we love all of them, of course. يعني نحن نحبهم ونجلهم جميعا. لكن لماذا يعني نقول أن أبا بكر الصديق هو أفضل، ثم بعد ذلك عمر بن الخطاب، ثم بعد ذلك عثمان بن عفان، ثم بعد ذلك علي بن أبي طالب؟ لماذا نقول هكذا؟ لأن الصحابة الكرام هذا من منهجهم، بل هذا من منهج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أنه فضل بعض الصحابة على بعض، أنه فضل بعضهم على بعض. نعم، كما ذكرنا أمس حديث الذي جاء عن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأله يعني سأله عمرو بن عاص أي الناس أحب إليك، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عائشة، فقال بعد ذلك من الرجال، فقال أبوها، ثم سأله قال ثم من، قال ثم عمر بن الخطاب، فهكذا فعد الرجال بعد ذلك. هذا حديث في البخاري ومسلم، فهذا دليل على جواز يعني النظر إلى الصحابة بالدرجات بالتفضيل وبالتخيير. لأنهم كانوا يخيرون بينهم في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. كانوا يخيرون بينهم في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كما ذكر ابن عمر قال: كنا نخير بين الناس في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فنخير أبا بكر ثم عمر بن الخطاب ثم عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنهم. Some will question, why do we have a preference and نفضل، يعني why do we have a preference in some of the Sahaba over others, or why do we categorize them like this? We say this is the way of the Sahaba. And not just that, this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had preference of some Sahaba over others. It does not take away from any of them. All of them are virtuous. All of them, we revere them. All of them, we honor them. But some of them were more knowledgeable than others, and some of them had leadership skills and understanding more than others in certain areas. And this is not just the way of the Sahaba, but rather this is also the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we have taken in the hadith, that came in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, where he mentioned, where it's mentioned that Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so which people are more beloved to you? Who from the people are more beloved to you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said Aisha. And then Amr radiallahu anhu, he said from the men, meaning from the men who's the most preferable. Then he mentioned Abuha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Abuha, meaning Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then he asked him thumma man, then who? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And then Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he said, he mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned after that number of different men. He mentioned after that a number of different men. So this shows us that even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned his closeness based on love, his closeness of certain Sahaba, na'am, over others. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, he said, كُنَّ نُخَيْرُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي زَمَنَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said, we used to make preference between the people at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We used to choose some over others in fadl, meaning in virtue. He said, we preferred in virtue Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He said, first, Abu Bakr. He said, then Umar ibn al-Khattab. So then Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhum. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari. So وفي, and then there's another riwayah, Shaykh, you mentioned, yeah, في رواية فيبلغ ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا ينكره. This information reached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He did not speak ill about this. He did not negate this. وفي حديث محمد ibn حنفية قال قلت لأبي وأبوه علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال أي الناس خير بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. محمد, who is the son of علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه, he asked his father, he said, which of people are better, which of the people are best in virtue after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said Abu Bakr. He said then who? He said Umar. He said then who? Well, he said wa khashitu an yaqul Uthman. Khashitu an yaqul Uthman. Qultu thumma anta, yani ba'd ma qala Abu Bakr thumma qala Umar. Qala Muhammad وَخَشِيْتُ أَنْ يَقُولُ عُثْمَانُ. He said, I feared that he was going to say Uthman. So he wanted, of course, he wanted his father to be mentioned, being that he mentioned Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and then Umar. He wanted him to be mentioned. He said, خَشِيْتُ أَنْ يَقُولَ عُثْمَانَ. I feared that he's going to say عُثْمَانَ. هذا دليل على فضل عثمان. أن ابنه عرف فضل عثمان. محمد ابن حنفية عرف فضل عثمان. فلذلك قال خشيت أن يقول عثمان. This shows that even Muhammad, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنهم, he knew the virtue of عثمان because he said, I feared that he was going to say عثمان. I feared that he was going to say عثمان. So I said, ثم أنت. He said, then you. Meaning, then you in virtue. فقال علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه ما أنا إلا رجل من المسلمين. He said, I am none other than a man from the believers. طيب. فنحن نستمر في هذا الدرس. فنقر لهم بالفضل ونقر لهم بالشكر وندعو لهم ونترضى عليهم, لأن الله عز وجل يقول لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. The Sheikh, he mentions that we acknowledge their virtue and we acknowledge their virtue and recognize their status by being thankful. وندعو لهم, and we make dua for them. ونترضى عليهم, and we make dua that Allah is pleased with them. لأن الله عز وجل يقول لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. Why do we do this? Why do we honor them? Why are we thankful to them? Why do we acknowledge their virtue? Why do we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah is pleased with the believers that pledge to you the oath under the tree. لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. Allah is pleased with those who made bay'ah to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وحبهم إيمان وبغضهم نفاق. بغضهم نفاق وكذلك حبهم إيمان وبغضهم نفاق وكفر وطغيان. Loving them is from faith and hating them is from hypocrisy. Loving them, loving the Sahaba, is from Iman. And hating them, disliking them, or anyone from amongst them, is disbelief. It's hypocrisy. And it's disbelief. And it's extreme. ونفاق وكفر وطغيان. It's extreme. It is not just any hypocrisy and disbelief, but it's extreme. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم آية الإيمان حب الأنصار وآية النفاق بغض الأنصار. متفق عليه. Then the Sheikh, he mentioned as a proof that loving the Sahaba is from Iman and hating them is from hypocrisy and disbelief and extreme behavior. He mentioned the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, "Ayatul iman, hubbul ansar." A sign of one's iman is love for the ansar. Is love for the ansar. Wa ayatul nifaq, bughdul ansar. And a sign of hypocrisy, not just hypocrisy but kufr, disbelief, is hatred for the Ansar. A sign of kufr and disbelief is bughd lil Ansar, is hatred for the Ansar. وكلهم عند النصرة أنصار. كلهم عند النصرة أنصار. فالمهاجرون نصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned all of them, meaning all of the Sahaba, in times of assistance, they were helpers. All of them in times of assistance, meaning assistance of the deen, assistance regarding affairs of the deen, spreading Islam, all of them were Ansar. فالمهاجرون ناصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The muhajirun, those who were immigrants from Mecca to Medina, ناصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They helped him. They helped the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما في الآية, as what's been mentioned in the verse, كما في الآية والأنصار ناصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As he mentioned with regards to the ayah. كما في الآية والأنصار ناصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا أننا نعتقد أن المهاجرين في الجملة أفضل من الأنصار. هذا الشيخ, he mentioned that the مهاجرون ناصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The مهاجرون, يعني كلهم, all of the Sahaba, they're Ansar from the aspect of they all aided the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the muhajirun, they're Ansar, Nasiru al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They helped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in spreading Islam. Kama fil ayah, as which is in the ayah. Wal Ansar Nasiru al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa annana na'taqida anna al-muhajirina fil jumlati afdalu min al-Ansar. He said that The Ansar, they aided the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we believe as Muslims, we believe that the Muhajireen in general, all of the Muhajireen, يعني في الجملة, نعتقد أن المهاجرين في الجملة أفضل من الأنصار. The Muhajireen as a whole, they are better than the whole of the Ansar. ومن أفراد الأنصار من هو أفضل من كثير من أفراد المهاجرين. والله مستعان. He said, and there's individuals from the Ansar that are more better or more preferable than many from the individuals of the مهاجرين. So in general, the مهاجرون, they are more preferable and they have greater status than the Ansar. والشيخ في هذا ما ذكر الدليل ولكن مما يبذل في الذهن قول الله عز وجل لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل فتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وَكُلَّا وَعْدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. هذا دليل على أن الصحابة الذين, يعني الصحابة الذين كانوا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل الفتح هم أفضل ممن جاءوا من بعد. هم أفضل ممن جاءوا من بعد. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preferred certain Sahaba over certain Sahaba as we've taken. But the Shaykh, he mentioned in the statement that the Muhajirun are in general, the whole of the Muhajirin, the group of Muhajirin, they are better than the whole, the group of the Sahaba from the Ansar. And there are certain Sahaba that have virtues over others. Even from the individuals of the Ansar, there are some individuals from the Ansar that are more preferable and have more virtues than certain individuals from the Muhajirin. And with regards to this statement, there's many proofs with regards to this, but from that which comes to mind is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل فتح وقاتل. There is not, يعني لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. There is no similarities, they're not equal in virtue. Those who provided before, meaning أنفق, they provided from themselves, they provided from their wealth, they provided from everything they owned. من قبل الفتح, before فتح حديبية. These individuals that enter into the fold before Fath Hudaybiyah, they have preference من قبل الفتح وقاتل. يعني they provided from the wealth, not just that, that they fought. They fought to spread Islam. They defended Islam with their selves and their wealth, everything that they own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَّجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are أَعْظَمْ دَرَّجَةً. They have greater reward. They are greater in degrees. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ. Than those who came after them. يعني and the أنفقوا وقاتلوا. Than those who come after them. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. Because there are some who provided from their wealth prior to Fath Hudaybiyah, and there are some who provided after Fath Hudaybiyah. Those who were sabiqun, al-awwalun, those who preceded from the first of generations to spread Islam, they have virtue. They spread Islam by giving their property, by defending Islam. Those who in the beginning they have more virtue than those who come after. يعني هم أعظموا درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. They're better than those who come after that provided and they fought. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلًّا وَعْدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. It said every one from them. وَكُلًّا وَعْدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. All of them. Meaning from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them Al-Husna. And it was Al-Husna Al-Jannah, paradise. Naam. Naam. So this is important to understand that للصحابة, to the Sahaba, there are some that are better than others based on their proceeding in spreading the deen. Their proceeding in spreading the deen and defending Islam. And also this reminds us of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, the first and foremost generation, مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, from the Muhajireen and the Ansar. والذين اتبعوهم الله يعني لاحظوا أن الله عز وجل ذكر المهاجرين قبل الأنصار قال والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان هذا يدل على يعني فضل بعض على بعض. طيب هذا يدل على أن الجملة أن المهاجرين في الجملة أفضل من الأنصار. يعني notice that Allah سبحانه وتعالى he mentions والسابقون الأولون, the first and foremost generation who follow Islam. والسابقون الأولون, the first and foremost generation, من المهاجرين والأنصار, from those who immigrated. Those who were immigrants from Mecca to Medina. Well, Ansar, notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Muhajireen first. And al-ulama yathkurun anna hadha yadullu ala anna al-Muhajireen lahum fadl. Yani al-Muhajireen fi al-jumla lahum fadl. Wahum afdal min Ansar. Some of the scholars, they mention that this verse shows in general that the Muhajireen, they have virtue, and they have preference over the Ansar, in general, meaning as a group. طيب قال الشيخ ومن هذا الباب أن لا نخوض فيما جرى بين الصحابة من حروبهم ومن المشاكل التي وقعت بينهم فهم بشر يخطئون ويصيبون ولكن الله عز وجل غفر لهم وتجاوز عنهم وعندهم من الحسنات الماحية ما يربو على ما وقعوا فيه من الخطأ، وربما وقع أحدهم في الخطأ عن اجتهاد، والمجتهد إذا أخطأ له أجر وإذا أصاب له أجران، كما صح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا حكم الحاكم فاجتهد ثم أصاب فله أجران، وإذا حكم فاجتهد ثم أخطأ فله أجر. هذا الحديث أخرجه البخاري ومسلم عن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned, and from this aspect, and from this issue, we mention, we do not involve ourselves regarding that which took place between the Sahaba from the wars or from the problems that took place between them. They were men, they're men, they were correct in some affairs and they were incorrect in some affairs. And they are men. They are not infallible. They made some mistakes, individuals from amongst them. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's forgiven them of their shortcomings. And He looked over them. Allah forgave them and He looked over their shortcomings. And they have from their good deeds that they committed, their great good deeds, it caused to wipe away their mistakes that they have made, or those mistakes that took place that they fell into from, yani, those common mistakes that men have made. And it's a possibility that some of them made decisions, have done certain things, made certain mistakes from the issue of ijtihad. From the issue of ijtihad, meaning seeking to make the proper decision and not arriving to the proper decision. It may be certain individuals from the Sahaba where they have made a mistake. And as we know, the mujtahid, إِذَا أَخْطَعَ فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ. And we know the person who is mujtahid, meaning a person of deen, person who has proper understanding of the deen, if they seek a ruling and they make a mistake in this ruling, they get one reward. And if they make a ruling and they're correct, then they get two rewards. As what came in the hadith, the authentic hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِذَا حَكَمَ الْحَاكِمُ فَاجْتَهَدَ ثُمَّا أَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجْرَانِ. He said, if the ruler, the person who's making a ruling, the Sahaba, they made rulings at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and after that. Na'am, if the person who's making a ruling, he makes a ruling that's correct, with his ijtihad, if it's correct, he gets two rewards. Meaning one reward for his ijtihad, and another reward for the correct ruling. وَإِذَا حَكَمَ فَاجْتَهَدَ ثُمَّ أَخْطَعُ فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ. And then if he made a ruling, and he made ijtihad in that ruling, and he made a mistake with his ijtihad, then he gets one reward. Then he gets one reward. Na'am. And this one reward is based on him seeking to do the right thing. This is based on his ijtihad, his seeking to derive or arrive at the correct ruling in that matter. This hadith came on the authority of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu عنه. هذا الذي ينبغي أن نعتقده فيهم. This is what is incumbent upon us to believe regarding them. Certain Sahabi, certain companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they may have made a certain ruling in a particular matter, not from hawa, not from desires. يعني حكموا ليس على سبيل الهواء. وإنما اجتهد بعضهم فإذا أخطأوا في شيء فلهم أجر واحد وإذا أصابوا فلهم أجران كما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلا يجوز لنا نطعن في أحد من الصحابة, لا يجوز لنا ذلك, وكلهم عدول. وهذا الذي يعتقد المسلم أن كل الصحابة عدول. كل الصحابة عدول. It's not permissible for us to speak ill about any single one from amongst the Sahaba, or to conversate even and debate with one another regarding those matters that took place between them. Oh, this Sahaba was incorrect, that one was correct, this one. It's not correct for us to argue and debate about those problems that may have taken place between some of the Sahaba. Rather, we respect them, we honor them, and we make dua for them. Naam. This is what is most appropriate for us to believe in. هذا الذي ينبغي أن نعتقده فيهم. This is what is incumbent upon us to believe regarding them. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أهل بدر لعل الله اطلع إلى أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم فقد وجدت فقد وجبت لكم الجنة أو فقد غفرت لكم. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهِ طَلَعَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ. He said, perhaps Allah يعني looked at أهل بدر. Looked at أهل بدر. He said, فقال اعملوا ما شئتم. And he do what you please. Do what you want. فَقَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. And he said, Jannah has been made, become mandatory. Meaning they have been promised Jannah. أَوْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. يعني قال الشيخ أَوْ هناك رواية أخرى أَوْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. He said, or I have verily I have forgiven you. Or verily I have forgiven you. نعم الله عز وجل وعدهم الجنة. Allah has promised them Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa'adahum al-jannah wa ghafara lahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them paradise and He has forgiven them. كما قال الله عز وجل والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم. الله عز وجل يقول وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. الله عز وجل وعدهم الجنة. قال وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى has promised them paradise. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, this is no lie, this is a fact. When Nabi ﷺ, لا يكذب. كل ما قال النبي ﷺ حق. Everything that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ mentioned is truth. He said, فَقَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, Jannah has been mandatory for you. Meaning you all are promised paradise. And he said, فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. And I have forgiven you. فَعَلَيْنَا كَذَلَكَ أَنْ نَجُلُّهُمْ وَنُعَظِّمُهُمْ وَنَحْتَرِمُهُمْ. It is a must for us also to honor them, to respect them, to speak highly of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised them Jannah. They are the best of mankind. Allah promised them Jannah. They are the best of mankind after the prophets and messengers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a reminder, Allah is showing the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالثَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. And those who preceded, those the four first and foremost who preceded from the muhajireen, from those migrants, وَالْأَنصَارِ, and the helpers, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who follow them in righteousness. إلى يومنا هذا. Even till this day that we're living. Those people from Ahl Sunnah. Those who follow to the way of the Salaf al-Salih. Follow the way of the rightly guided predecessors. هم الذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. They are those who follow them in righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن. They said, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, he has prepared for them. هذا الدليل على أن الله عز وجل أعد الجنة. أعد لهم. He has prepared for them. جنات تجري تحت الأنهار. He's prepared for them. Paradise gardens. Where? He prepared for them paradise. Where there's gardens. Where rivers flow beneath them. خالدين فيها. They will remain in it. خالدين فيها. أبدا. They remain in it forever. Na'am. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know that this is the great success. This is the great success. Because he says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ This is the great success. نَسَى اللَّهِ عَزَ وَجَلْ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِنْ مَنْ يَكُونَ هَذَا وَصْفُهُ We ask Allah to make us from those who this is their description. أننا نكون من أهل الجنة مع صحابة الكرام والحمد لله رب العالمين